Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. The Quran is the book of guidance and the ultimate gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to constantly be studying and reflecting upon the book of Allah. I have a commitment to constantly be engaged in the study, the learning, and the teaching of the tafsir, the explanation of the Quran. Therefore, we're very pleased to share with you the Tafsir podcast. Please listen, and we hope and pray that Allah makes it a means of benefit.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our series on the Tafsir of the Quran, the meaning and the explanation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be continuing from where we left off. So we'll be, insha'Allah, bidnillah, today covering Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 155. And as we always do, I'll recite the verse. I'll then share a translation of the verse. And after that, we'll go into the explanation and the meaning of the verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we will test you with some elements and indeed we will test you with some elements of fear, famine, a loss of wealth, a loss of life, and a loss of fruits, and give good news to those who are patient. This is continuing from in the passage where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala previously said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O you who believe, seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with those who practice patience.
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقَتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
And do not say to those who were killed in the way of Allah that they are dead or lifeless. Rather, they are living, but you do not fully comprehend their state of life. And now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed we will test you. And the idea and the concept of the test, and there are many different words that are used for this in the Quran and in the Arabic language in general. There is the word that is used, which is imtihan, ikhtibar, and then this particular word, which is ibtila. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many different places in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this is a reality of life. A reality of the life of this world is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. And tests are built into our existence in this life and in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 35 says, وَنَبَلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you through things that you do not enjoy. We will test you through difficulties. Shar means, sometimes it can mean bad things, but here it's not referring to evil. More so it means that Allah will test you. Allah is saying, we will test you through things that you do not enjoy, you do not like. Wal khayr. And we will even test you by giving you things that you do enjoy and that you do like. Fitnatan. And all of these will be a means of purifying you, of bringing out the best version of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 17, when he talks about the battle of Badr, for example, where the Muslims were only 313 and they were going up against 1,000 of the enemy, where the Muslims were completely unequipped. They didn't have any weapons, they didn't have swords, they didn't have anything. They were holding sticks in their hands, and the enemy was armed from head to toe. And they had to go into the battlefield to face off against this. This was a test. And Allah says, وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged this whole situation. Why? To test the believers in a very beautiful way. that they would go into the battlefield and they would stand firm and they would stand tall and they would put their trust in Allah and the outcome would be beautiful, but they had to pass the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran, time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us and tells us that this life is full of tests. And so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, probably in the most amount of detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the different ways in which we will face tests in this world. So number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Khawf in the Arabic language means fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you will face situations and circumstances that will be extremely intimidating. You will face intimidation. You will face all different kinds of fear, where you will be fewer in number, or you'll be outnumbered, you'll be outmanned, you'll be outgunned. All these different kinds of situations. But there's something very beautiful and profound here. And when we study the Qur'an, this is something I try to explain to the students as well, like in the seminary, at the different levels of tafsir that we study. There's a lot more detail and nuance here, but I'm going to summarize it at a very basic level or in a very summarized manner. There are three levels of studying the Qur'an. Number one is to study what Allah has said. We study the message. Like we talked about the translation. Allah is saying, we will test you with some elements of fear. That is what Allah said. Number two is to study how Allah said what He said. But how did Allah say it? So what's really fascinating here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two things. When He says that Allah will test you through fear, that you will be afraid, you will deal with situations that are intimidating, intimidation, fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts two nuances. Allah has put two nuances in that wording. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says shay. The word shay in the Arabic language means like something. And it's a way in the Arabic language to say like a little bit of something. A little bit of something. So Allah did not say, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِالْخَوْفِ. We will test you through crippling fear. Such intimidation that it would break you. No, that's not what Allah said. Allah said, بِشَيْء. We will test you with a little bit. A little bit. And then secondly, Allah then didn't just say, بِشَيْءِ الْخَوْفِ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَمِنْ لِلْتَبْعِيدِ. In the Arabic language, min also means a little bit of something. So the word shay means a little bit. Min means a little bit. So this kind of like repetition back to back, obviously if you translate it as, we will test you with a little bit of fear, that doesn't make any sense. In the Arabic language, when you repeat something like this, what it does is it intensifies the meaning of it. And so essentially, effectively, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here is, we will test you with a very small, tiny fraction of fear. So that's very interesting. Now we understand not just what Allah said, but how Allah said what He said. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us good news, even when telling us about some difficulty that is coming our way, that don't worry, the difficulty will not break you. The difficulty is meant to bend you, but not break you. So it won't break you. It won't debilitate you. Have faith. Have trust. Remember who Allah is. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Al-Wadud Al-Kareem. Al-Jawad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, most compassionate. Allah is most kind, most generous. Allah is forgiving. Allah is loving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not break you. Just like imagine, and there's a little point here, لَيْسَ كَمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing compares to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. The most exalted of examples belong to Allah. Nothing compares to Allah. But like in a hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wanted to give us a little bit of an idea of exactly how kind and how merciful Allah is, to give us some kind of an idea as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather, gives us the example of a mother with her newborn baby. That think about the kindness, the affection, the care that a mother has for the newborn baby. Think about it. And how profound it is. How amazing it is. How miraculous it is. That she sacrificed herself completely for the sake of that innocent baby. And she's willing to put everyone else aside. Put everyone else on hold. Because her baby needs her. And that's the shafaqa, the rahma, the mercy, the compassion that a mother has for a newborn baby. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is infinitely more merciful and infinitely more caring and compassionate upon His servants than a mother is towards her newborn baby. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not break us. So to use that example now that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, if I'm trying to teach my children something, if a parent is trying to teach their child something, and you're trying to teach them a lesson, you might give them a little bit of work to do, but the objective is to teach them. It'll make them exert themselves a little bit, but you will never break them. And if a parent went to the point of breaking their child, there's something wrong with that parent. There's something deficient, there's something wrong, there's something unnatural. So if a parent would not do that to their child, Allah would never do that to His servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even when you deal with fear, it will be tough, but I will not break you. Just a little small amount of fear, intimidation. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal-jur. Al-jur in the Arabic language quite literally means hunger. Starvation or hunger. And that refers to now the circumstances that create hunger. So it's talking about al-qahtu was-sininu, which basically means drought or famine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your circumstances could become difficult, where it doesn't rain, the crops don't grow, the business doesn't turn a profit, and you are now restricted in your means. And you will deal with those circumstances. وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And you will deal with a loss in your wealth. Now that's interesting, we just talked about livelihood, right, because of food. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about food insecurity separately than loss of wealth. Because there are some kinds of wealth that you can't eat, right? Especially historically, classically, traditionally, The most recognizable form of wealth was property, land. So someone could have a lot of land, but still not be able to eat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that you might even have a loss of property, assets, wealth. You might lose your land. That could happen. And Allah is saying, I will test you with that. Allah has already told us the playbook. We know exactly what's coming. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالثَّمَرَات, which means literally, ثَمَرَات is the plural of the word ثَمَرَة, which means fruit, fruits. Now, one translation says that loss of fruits, meaning agriculture, harvest. But Allah already talked about food insecurity. You'll have drought and famine. Allah already talked about loss of wealth. So then why again mention loss of those fruits? And this is where something very beautiful, very profound. So there's actually a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Sinan, he is a tabi'i, who are the students of the Sahaba, the students of the companions, the second generation of Muslims. Abu Sinan, he says, "Dafantu ibni Sinanan." My son Sinan passed away. My son Sinan passed away. I lost my boy. I lost my baby boy. And I just finished praying the janazah and burying my baby boy, Sinan. He He was called Abu Sinan. And I just finished laying him to rest. Wa Abu Talha al-Khawlani, a great tabi'i, a great student of the companions, Abu Talha al-Khawlani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said he came to the janazah. And he was there, ala shafir al-qabr, and he was standing at the edge of the grave, making dua. And he was there for us. فَلَمَّا أَرَدْتُ الْخُرُوجَ When I was about to turn around and now leave the graveyard, we had finished burying my son, my baby boy. And I was turning to leave. أَخَذَ بِيَدَيَّ He grabbed me by my two hands, like he grabbed my hands. In a very loving, affectionate kind of way, like he grabbed my hands and held them. فَأَنْشَطَنِي And he kind of gave me some spirit, some courage. He encouraged me and gave me some courage and spirit in that moment because I was struggling. وَقَالَ أَلَا أُبَشِّرُكَ يَا أَبَا سِنَانٍ He said, shall I not give you some good news, O Abu Sinan? He called me by that name. Shall I not give you some good news? And then he said, حَدَّثَنِي أَضَّحَاكُ Abdahak is one of the great students of the companions. He's one of the main people whose name you hear in the narrations of hadith and in the books of tafsir. He says, Abdahak, the great teacher, Dahak, he said to me, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه that the great companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Musa الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ وَلَدُ الْعَبْدِ That when the servant of God, when a believer loses his child, when a believer, a believing man or woman loses their child, قَالَ اللَّهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ Allah says to his angels, أَقَبَطْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي You took the soul of my servant's child? You took the soul of my servant's child? فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ The angels say, yes, our Lord. It was your will, your decree. فَيَقُولُ And then Allah says, and listen to this wording now, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقَبَطْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي You took أَقَبَطْتُمْ ثَمْرَةَ فُؤَادِهِ You took the fruit of his heart. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, you took the soul of the child of my servant? The angels say, yes, O Allah. And then Allah says, you didn't just take the soul of a child, you took the fruit of that person's heart. And the Prophet ﷺ referred to a person's child as ثَمْرَةُ فُؤَادِهِ The fruit of their heart. You took the fruit of his heart. فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ They say, yes, our Lord. It was your will. And so that's what we did. فَيَقُولُ فَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels. He knows everything, but for our benefit, Allah asks the angels, what did my servant say when you took the fruit of his heart? They say, فَيَقُولُونَ حَمِدَكَ He praised you. He said, Alhamdulillah. وَاسْتَرْجَعَ And he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ To Allah do we belong and to Him do we return. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels in that moment, ابْنُوا لِعَبْدِي بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ Build a palace in paradise for my servant. وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ And name that palace, the palace of the praise of Allah. The home of the praise of Allah. That is the reward of my servant who has lost something so powerful and so precious and so dear. And so for this reason, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that in this verse, when Allah says, indeed we will test you with some elements of fear. It'll bend you, but it won't break you. We will test you with loss of food and provisions, food insecurity, drought and famine. We will test you with the loss of your lands. And then lastly, when Allah says that we will test you with the loss of life, and then Allah says we will test you with the loss of fruit, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, this actually refers to people losing their innocent children. That even such tragic scenarios and circumstances will come upon people where parents will have to bury their children. The most tragic thing that can ever happen in this world is a parent having to pray the janazah of their child. And this is something so powerful. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, the chosen of Allah, he was blessed with 7 children in his lifetime. 6 out of his 7 children passed away in his lifetime. Think about that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to pray the janazah of 6 of his children. Think about what the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. And that's why whenever I reflect on this, I always think to myself, you know, sometimes it's an unfortunate kind of, but understandable, but unfortunate reaction that we have. That if I'm going through some difficulty and my brother tells me, be patient, brother, be patient. Your reward is with Allah. Sometimes we become agitated. Easy for you to say. Easy for you to say, be patient. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what my heart has been through. But when the Prophet of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us to be patient, be patient. Be grateful. Be patient. Be humble. Because that man knew more pain than anyone has ever experienced or felt. And so that's the lesson here. And as great of a tragedy as this would be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that give good news, congratulate, give glad tidings, congratulate those who practice patience consistently, not just when it's easy, but especially when it's difficult. And this particular lesson from this ayah is particularly powerful and profound in light of what we've been witnessing over the last 6 months, with the tens of thousands of children taken from their parents in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. May Allah give them strength. But subhanAllah, sometimes we wonder, why? And this is the part. Remember I said there's 3 levels to studying the book of Allah in a very summarized way. What Allah said, we talked about that. How Allah said what He said, we talked about that. And the 3rd level is why. And this is the why. These lessons are constantly renewing. And it's helping us to understand why this is happening. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is building that palace in paradise for all those people. وَسَمُّهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, call it the house of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala build them these palaces in paradise. And may Allah reunite them with their loved ones in the highest stages of paradise. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.